As SDPB's Jackie Hendry was in Madison at Dakota State, about 30 high school girls were at the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology for an all-female Gen Cyber Coding Camp, also supported by NSA. Mines Professor Val Minas was one of the presenters. He joins us now from the SDPB studios at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City. Professor Minas, welcome.
Hi, glad to be here.
All right, maybe your camp was a little bit different. Still Gen Cyber, and this time with 30 high school girls, ages grades 9 through 12. Tell us a little bit about the focus of that camp.
Well, our focus was similar to what they do at DSU and all the other camps across the country. One thing that distinguished ours is we added a core session on robotics.
And give me a reason why that was important to you.
Well, for one thing, that is one of the things that distinguishes our computer science program here at Mines. So we wanted to roll that in as something that would be different. And it is a field that is growing. Robots are everywhere. So exposing the girls to robots and how they are programmed and how you have to consider every little action that the machine is going to take gave us a distinguishing feature here.
All right. Students from all over the country, mostly from South Dakota. What was the breakdown?
We had quite a few from Nebraska, I think some Wyoming and Montana. There were some from Minnesota, and we had one from Washington State and one from Maryland.
Wow.
So we got a good spread.
All right. Why girls? Why girl-only camp?
I think sometimes in the mixed camps, the girls might not be as willing to move out and interact as they would when they're just girls. Hmm. And it's an issue in the computing sciences in general, and cyber in particular, that women are underrepresented in the workforce. I think it's about 25% of computing jobs are held by women and worldwide, and in cyber, it's even lower. About 7% is what one of our presenters reported.
Wow.
So building that interest. We need to start early.
So I think that the consequences for that for women and for girls in school are fairly obvious. What's the consequence of that makeup for the industry itself, do you think?
Well, bringing women into greater numbers in the field is beneficial to us because women and men don't always approach problems the same way.
Sure.
And so we need that greater synergism of different ways of thinking.
Right. So we hear a lot, about how many jobs there are, how the industry and the field is just growing and expanding. But is there a way to sort of position your education if you're a high school student thinking, I want to sort of capitalize, or you're a parent sending your kid to college hoping that they'll sort of capitalize on what's going to happen in the future? Is there a way to sort of position yourself for the best success? Is it the technical skills, or are we looking at broader sort of intellectual problem solving and creative skills?
It really is a melding of both. Anything in this field requires good logical skills and generally good mathematics skills goes along with that. But there are creative aspects. Again, you have to look at problems and sometimes look at them sideways to see what's going on. And understanding people. We often see in the programming world that a programmer says, here's the solution and this is unbreakable. And the minute a real person gets a hold of it, they break it. Because, as programmers, we don't always look at things the same way that John Q. Public is going to approach the thing.
Right. It's a little like child-proofing your house and then introducing
right.
a toddler.
Yeah. You can't know if it's really child-proofed until the child is there. We can't know if a system is, it's never really going to be totally hacker-proof. But we can try and make it as hacker-resistant as possible by having people from the outside test it as hackers.
When you accept students into Mines and sort of see them enter the computer science program, are they coming to you with the skills that you really want them to have to get started at the collegiate level? Or do you find that we're just not there yet in our K-12 education to really position kids to do that strong work in college?
We get some students who are ready to hit the ground running at full tilt. We do get some who may meet the qualifications, but sometimes they're still a little weak in the math and logic.
Hmm.
Problem solving and finding things out is something that I think our modern era has made less important. So we do have to work on these problem-solving, logical thinking skills a lot more.
So I'm curious then, in your instruction, do you solve that problem or build that skill by introducing more problems to them that they have to solve? Or do you take them out of that computer science world and sort of deal with larger questions of, you know, philosophy and logic?
Well, not so much philosophy, but, you know, our intro programming courses are all designed to build logical thinking. Again, with building block of tools, they go on and we make the problems they have to solve more and more complex.
Sure.
And we, you know, work to direct them usually in a particular way we're looking for. But I'm always surprised when a student solves a problem in a totally unexpected way. But it's correct.
Right.
It's just not the way that I was thinking from my experience.
You learn from them as well.
I do. I can't think of any time where in some point in a semester I haven't gone, aha, I didn't know that.
How important is it to teach? When we listened to Jackie Hendry's piece, there was a lot about the ethics. Don't do this here. Don't try this on your parents. You know, use caution with what we're about to teach you. How important is it to also grow a set of professionals for the future who have strong ethical standards, who are honest, who know how to apply their knowledge and their skills to the real world without abusing them? And is that something that you deal with
yes.
intentionally?
Yes, it is. We have that material in our courses throughout the curriculum. We emphasize that, you know, you got to write your own code, or in those situations where it is appropriate to use code from another source, you got to have permission, you got to give credit. You know, that is a legitimate thing to do. But you have to approach it in a correct way.
Hmm.
You know, we do talk about the intellectual property issues in computing.
Sure. What about the target issues and how you can experiment and sort of practice with your skills? Is that something that really comes up a lot with students?
In our you know, the courses I deal with, it doesn't come up. Because I teach primarily introductory programming courses. We do have some later courses with networking and databases, where those would be issues to be discussed.
What's the future for the kids who come through Mines, study computer science? Are they mostly going to graduate school? Are they going straight into the workforce? And what kind of jobs are you lining them up for?
I think the majority of our CompSci graduates go into the workforce. A good number do go on to graduate school. And they go to work for just about any kind of company you can imagine, from the, you know, the obvious computing companies, but they also go to work in other industrial entities, you know, because everything involves a computer. I mean, whether it's, you know, manufacturing companies, whether it's public service companies, everybody needs computing in some form or another.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't looked at where our students have gone lately, but they do get hired by lots of people. We get lots of companies at our job fairs.
Right. What's your hope for those individual students that you obviously make that connection with for their future, you know, really as whole people, not just as professionals?
Well, I hope they go on and are doing something that they enjoy doing, they keep enjoying doing it, and that they find some way to make a mark as they go along. You know, not everybody can be the next Jobs and Wozniak or the next Gates, but there's still lots of neat things to be invented.
Real problems, looking for real solutions out there still for these students to sort of apply their skills to?
Certainly.
Professor Val Maness was one of the presenters at the recent South Dakota School of Mines and Technology Gen Cyber Coding Camp. He is a professor at Mines. Val, thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.